91X News.
It's 1 degree and overcast. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. If you look up in the sky today at around 4, CFB Trenton is doing a massive flyby. The flyby today at 4 and tomorrow morning at 10 in Trenton is just a rehearsal for a big show in Ottawa. The aircraft in the flyby include the Globemaster, the Aurora, the new J-model Hercules, the Polaris, the Sea King helicopter, and 7 CF-18 fighter jets. The flyby in Ottawa is in recognition of the Canadian Forces' contributions in Libya. A Belleville man attempted to make off with two guitars from a Dundas Street East business. Early this morning, police responded to an intrusion alarm at the business. There they found 35-year-old Jeffrey Sandbergen, who had forced entry by smashing the front window. He was arrested and charged with possession of property obtained by crime and break and enter. Sandbergen is now in custody and will be appearing for a bail hearing on the 23rd of November, tomorrow. The two guitars that were reported stolen have been recovered. A Calgary woman has been charged with attempted murder after a lengthy investigation. A mother, Meredith Catherine Bolicki, 30, accused of dumping her newborn in a Northwest Calgary dumpster last fall, is now charged with in connection of the deaths of two other infants. The charge stems from the discovery by a man last October of a crying newborn in a bin in the 500 block of 40th Avenue Northwest. The man later discovered he was the baby's father. The federal auditor general is raising red flags about how government issues ensures the safety of drugs. John Wursuma says Canada has a archaic system of monitoring that can take years to tell the public that some drugs come with significant risks. In one case, a drug that was being prescribed for epilepsy, migraine, or weight loss was found to be linked to birth defects. Three Americans have been arrested during protests in Cairo's Tahrir Square.
An Egyptian official says the young men were arrested for allegedly throwing firebombs off the roof of a campus building. But university spokeswoman Morgan Roth says she can't confirm that.
AUC has been working closely with the U.S. Embassy to ascertain the whereabouts and the well-being of the students. And, you know, we'll continue those efforts to make sure that we're able to very closely monitor where they are and how they are.
Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Accused of being involved in a plot against the Turkish government, several journalists have spent 9 months in jail and are now on trial. The case is seen as a test for the media freedoms in Turkey, with several international media rights groups attending the public hearing. Philippe Larout, with the European Federation of Journalists, is there to show his support for the reporters.
We want to express our solidarity with our detained colleagues, but in the meantime express our concern for press freedom in Turkey, because press freedom is essential to democracy.
Prosecutors say the suspects either plotted to bring down Turkey's government in 2003 or aided the alleged plotters. Some 400 suspects, including other journalists, are already on trial. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Miller Reynolds with sports.
Tonight in Junior A hockey, the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots will hit the ice against the Peterborough Liflock Stars at 7 p.m., and in Empire B, the Napanee Raiders will take on the Port Hope Panthers at 7:30. In the NHL, there are 3 games in total this evening. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be heading to Tampa Bay to take on the Lightning at 7:30. Also at 7:30, the St. Louis Blues will host the Los Angeles Kings. And the Edmonton Oilers will head to Nashville to take on the Predators at 8. Milwaukee's Ryan Braun has won the NL Most Valuable Player Award after helping lead the Brewers to their first division title in nearly 30 years. Braun earned the MVP award, receiving 20 of 32 first-place votes. Braun had 33 homers, 111 RBIs, and stole 33 bases. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says quarterback Ben Roethlisberger should be back playing in Sunday's match against the Kansas City Chiefs despite a fractured right thumb. Roethlisberger broke the thumb in the second half of the Steelers' win over the Cincinnati Bengals on November 13th. Tomlin felt Roethlisberger threw well despite the pain during yesterday's practice. Minnesota Vikings cornerback Chris Cook plans to claim self-defense as he fights charges from an altercation with his girlfriend. Lawyer David Valentini said at a court hearing Tuesday that Cook would contest two felony charges, which include domestic assault by strangulation and third-degree assault. A criminal complaint said Cook attacked the woman October 22nd after she spoke to an ex-boyfriend. Cook's next hearing is January 13th, with a trial date set for March 5th. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X Weather.
Today, increasing cloudiness early this afternoon, high plus 2. Tonight, cloudy freezing rain mixed with rain. Beginning this evening, changing to rain overnight, low 0. Wednesday, some more rain ending early in the morning, then clearing, the high of plus 5. Currently it is 1 degree. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.
This is 91X.